Broadridge plugs Crypto.com into the same order, routing network that moves $15 trillion a day in equities. The infrastructure that Wall Street uses to route equity and fixed income orders now carries cryptocurrency. Broadridge Financial Solutions, the fintech firm whose platforms process over 7 billion communications and underpin daily trading of more than $15 trillion, announced on March 9, 2026, that it has integrated Crypto.com into its NYFIX order routing network globally. The integration is NYFIX's first cryptocurrency connection in Asia and gives Broadridge's network of over 2,200 buy and sell side participants the ability to route crypto orders through the same FIX, Financial Information Exchange protocol, they already use for equities, derivatives, and fixed income. What NYFIX actually is and why this is different from an API NYFIX is not a trading venue. It is the plumbing. The network handles standardized order routing, drop copies, and market data distribution for institutional traders worldwide. When a hedge fund in London wants to route an equity order to a dark pool in New York, NYFIX is often what carries it. The FIX protocol it runs on has been the standard messaging format for institutional trading since the early 1990s. Until now, crypto sat outside this system entirely. Institutional firms that wanted exposure to digital assets had to build separate connections to crypto exchanges, often through bespoke APIs with different authentication, message formats, and compliance workflows. Every new exchange meant a new integration project. The Broadridge Crypto.com connection changes that. A broker already on NYFIX can now route a crypto order to Crypto.com using the same FIX session, the same order types, and the same drop copy infrastructure they use for everything else. No new integration, no new compliance stack. Just an additional destination on existing rails. The $15 trillion context Broadridge is not a startup trying to bridge TradFi and crypto. The company, publicly traded on the NYSE under the ticker BR, reported revenues of $6.5 billion in fiscal year 2025. Its platforms process proxy votes for over $13 trillion in securities and handle post-trade settlement for a significant share of North American fixed income. NYFIX specifically processes communications for daily trading volumes exceeding $15 trillion as of the time of writing. That figure spans equities, ETFs, fixed income, and now crypto. This relationship reflects Broadridge's commitment to expanding access to emerging asset classes while maintaining compliance and operational resilience. George Rosenberger, Senior VP at Broadridge Trading and Connectivity Solutions, said in the announcement. Eric Anziani, President and COO of Crypto.com, framed it from the demand side. This collaboration strengthens our ability to serve professional trading firms with robust FIX connectivity solutions and supports our ongoing mission to expand Crypto.com's presence. Why Asia matters for this integration. The announcement was made from Hong Kong, and Broadridge specifically highlighted that this is NYFIX's first crypto connection in Asia. That geographic detail is significant. Asian institutional participation in crypto has been constrained less by interest than by infrastructure. Japan's Financial Services Agency, Hong Kong's SFC, and Singapore's MAS have all built regulatory frameworks for digital assets. But the institutional pipes, the order routing networks, the prime brokerage connectors, the FIX-based workflows, have lagged behind the regulatory green lights. A Hong Kong-based proprietary trading firm that already routes equity orders through NYFIX can now add crypto to the same workflow without standing up a parallel technology stack. That is a friction reduction that matters more to a compliance officer than to a retail trader. The broader pattern, TradFi infrastructure is absorbing crypto. This is not the first time Broadridge has moved into digital assets. In 2022, the company partnered with Coinbase on an integrated trading solution. But the NYFIX integration with Crypto.com is structurally different because it puts crypto into the same order routing fabric used by thousands of existing participants, rather than building a separate digital asset product. The pattern extends well beyond Broadridge. The NYSE's parent company ICE invested in OKX at a $25 billion valuation earlier this year. SWIFT and BNY Mellon are building a blockchain ledger for cross-border payments. Visa completed a cross-border CBDC settlement with Chainlink, and the Fed, OCC, and FDIC told banks that tokenized securities carry no additional capital requirements compared to paper ones. Each of these moves shares a common thread. Instead of building crypto-native replacements for traditional infrastructure, the incumbents are absorbing crypto into existing systems. The rails stay the same. The asset class they carry expands. What this means for Crypto.com and its users. For Crypto.com specifically, the NYFIX connection unlocks access to institutional flow that previously had no clean path to its order books. When a broker can route to Crypto.com through the same session they use for equities, the exchange becomes a viable destination for institutional crypto allocation without requiring a separate technology decision. That institutional flow tends to be larger and stickier than retail volume. It also comes with tighter spread expectations and higher demands for execution quality, which could push Crypto.com to sharpen its matching engine. For retail users of Crypto.com's card products, the impact is indirect but meaningful. Deeper institutional liquidity on the exchange generally translates to tighter spreads on the crypto to fiat conversions that happen when a cardholder swipes at a merchant. The difference between a 0.3% and a 0.5% spread on a $1,000 monthly card spend is $24 a year. Not life-changing, but not nothing. The broader signal is that Crypto.com is positioning itself as an institutional-grade venue, not just a retail exchange with a card program. The Broadridge NYFIX connection, combined with its recent regulatory licenses in multiple jurisdictions, puts it on the short list of exchanges that institutional desks can route to without requiring a special exception from their compliance teams.